Kim, thanks a lot. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy for the second half of our show. Chicago has had an interesting day today as Superintendent Gary McCarthy has decided to tender his resignation. It was highly suggested by our mayor that he do so, and he followed suit.
My question to you, though, is did I hear Kim say that on Tuesday it was brought up?
On Sunday.
But then Steve Cochran talked to Gary McCarthy today and said, you know, do you think the mayor has your back? And he responded,
as of yesterday, he did.
I'd have to say yes.
Right.
But no.
But couldn't you feel the tension in his voice as he was saying that? You could hear it in his voice as he's like, well, a day ago, yeah.
You know, hindsight's 20/20, so when you hear something now and now you know the end outcome, it sounds a little different than
Kim,
it did before.
When he said it this morning, as I'm listening this morning, I'm like, uh-oh. I can tell by the timbre of his voice.
Why didn't he just say no?
I did not pick that up.
You didn't get it?
I didn't hear either.
That? No.
And, you know, if they had discussed this on Sunday, I mean, why didn't Gary McCarthy say, I don't trust anyone at this point?
Well, right. That would have tipped off everybody in the world.
Yes.
So I don't think they wanted that to happen.
Can't do that, I guess.
You need to be tipped off a little more. Tipped off and the other off.
And ticked off.
Yes, that was the word.
That's what we're saying.
Ryan Burrow is in the studio. He joins us now. And you have some more information about what's been going on?
Well, we've been going on for a week now since these protests began, since the video was released, and obviously the confidence had been waning, and the calls for resignation, both from McCarthy as well as Anita Alvarez, the Cook County State's Attorney, they've been growing, right? I mean, we've heard it from the City Council Black Caucus. They've come out and demanded some people resign.
I interrupt you now?
Yeah.
Can Anita Alvarez resign? She's an elected official. Doesn't she have to be?
She can resign.
Anyone can resign. Yeah,
yeah.
I believe that wouldn't be a problem.
Fired.
But I don't know how she would be forced out any other way, unless the governor wanted to step in, perhaps if something wasn't being done, or maybe there was something illegal involved. And she doubled down yesterday and said she won't be bullied by politicians. Of course, you got to understand, she's going to be up for re-election, and Tony Preckwinkle is backing her opponent. So it's no big surprise that we saw protesters outside of her office immediately after the video was released, and I do think that there's a lot of political motivation behind a lot of that stuff. Now, Superintendent McCarthy obviously was Mayor Emanuel's pick. Mayor Emanuel has gone through a number of leadership positions outside of the police force, you know, whether it be through the school board. You know, we've seen those people cycle in, you know, whether it be Brizard or, Triple B, Bird Bennett. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've seen that constantly cycle. So he has had changes in leadership before with people who he has deemed ineffective. We always kind of thought, after seeing NATO, after seeing the Chicago Teachers Union protests, that you know, Emanuel had a lot of confidence in McCarthy, and perhaps he still does. I mean, he seemed to indicate he liked his work, what he had done to this point. He was efficient in modernizing the police force, but
he came into an impossible job to do.
If any of you guys witnessed what happened with those NATO protests, I mean, he had that thing locked down. You know, I mean, we had thousands of people descend on this city, and I saw it firsthand. I mean, the control that the police had over that crowd.
It could have been a disaster.
And there were many people that wanted to make it a disaster. We had some skirmishes at the end near McCormick Place, but I think for the most part, police really, they protected the businesses, they protected, you know, the people involved in NATO, and you know, he got a lot of kudos for that. I mean, even though this place did look like a war zone at times.
Is it possible that the mayor sat down with Gary McCarthy at some point between Sunday and today and said, look, all things being equal, I know this isn't your fault. I understand that, but we have to make a move. Isn't that a possibility?
I mean, they're both very savvy guys who have been in this business for a long time on either the policing side or the politics side. And yeah, I mean, it's likely that you know, McCarthy knew that someone had to take the fall.
And, right.
It's terrible that he has to, though. He has to go on working after this. And it's like, whether he is to blame or not, people are going to think he is to blame for a lot of this.
Yes, but if there's a mayor of a city of a maybe not Chicago or New York size, but maybe a Memphis or a Nashville or something like that, who knows exactly what we know, that, you know, he was just kind of a pawn in this whole situation. You know, he could get scooped up and turn around that reputation
pretty quickly. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, politicians know politics, and they probably know what was behind all of this, as we're kind of seeing.
Can we jump in with Joe? He wants to get in on the conversation. 312-981-7200. We're talking about a political situation, or are we, Joe?
Yeah, no, I think that's the slant that I'm trying to convey, is that this was more of a public safety issue. And if you go back to Sunday morning and what was going on with the news or the reports that there was going to be an active shooter taking out 16 students, and then he was going to start firing on cops. So you can picture McCarthy and Rahm huddling together, talking about this, going, holy cow, what in the, you know.
Situation in Barrington?
No, this was University of Chicago.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, University of Chicago.
Yeah,
that's right.
On
social media, yes.
I think you're discounting it because it was shown to be a hoax, but the point is they had to consider that. They had to go and act as if it was a real deal. They hunted the guy down, but now, you know, as the copycatters go and all these people are worked up, there's a lot of young people who are very impressionable right now who are thinking, you know what, I'm going to go through with it. I'm going to take up where this kid left off. And maybe he was kind of a goofball mouth off, but you got to think the way the percentages are, that there's a bunch of other people out there right now that would probably jump right into that spot. And if you're Rahm and you're McCarthy and you're thinking about this, you're going, holy, you know, this could explode. If it had happened, if this kid was real, where would we be right now with 16 dead and cops being shot at?
That was my fear when this video was released. Sure. I know, Bill, you and I were off on Friday, and there was a relatively peaceful protest going on here on Michigan Avenue, right outside the studio. Thank you, Joe, by the way. And I was worried when that video was released that people were just going to have terrible reactions, and I was fearful for all the cops walking around the street. I really was.
Sure, sure, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's interesting too with this essentially a firing, because that's the impression we got. The mayor.
It's a resignation, but technically,
yeah, I mean, he
asked
forced
for
resignation.
He asked
right?
for him to resign. So yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound like you know, the superintendent woke up this morning and said, you know what, I think I've had enough of this. It sounded like it was a lot of pressure being put on him. But it would be interesting to see what kind of bite this takes out of the protests that we've been seeing. These groups that have been out here, whether it be the NAACP yesterday, members of Black Lives Matter, the Black Youth Project 100 that we've seen out, some of these lawmakers who have been speaking up, will this take some of the bite out of these protests? Remember, these are supposed to take place over 16 days, commemorating every shot fired at Laquan McDonald. We're in day 8 now, assuming that they considered the first protest that Tuesday night that the video was released. So we're about halfway through. So far, minimal arrests. There were about a dozen yesterday near City Hall, people who peacefully sat down in front of a road. But for the most part, we haven't had broken windows. We haven't had, you know, there were a couple stores on North Michigan Avenue that did shut down or lost sales, but nothing too severe at this point. So we'll see if these protests continue and if the drumbeat continues for Anita Alvarez or maybe someone else.
Somebody asked the question at the press conference, Ryan, wasn't it clear that Van Dyke was a problem? I think that's the very epicenter of this whole issue, is that he had such an awful history of doing terrible things, and yet he remained a police officer. That's something that needs to be addressed at some point.
Sure, and you got the feeling listening to the Steve Cochran interview today that maybe some things were out of the superintendent's hands as far as how he could handle various situations. I don't know if this
How could it be out of his
well,
hands?
Well, remember, you've got the Fraternal Order of Police, a union. I mean, remember when they said, after he had been charged, when they said he is no longer being paid.
Right.
They didn't say we could fire him, because remember, there's a whole song and dance they have to do and documents that have to be approved for an official firing to happen. Because of these union rules, I mean, it's not like he can just go and start doing whatever he wants.
Show him the video. The video would have,
I agree, and it's put the Fraternal Order of Police in a very awkward situation. If you've seen any of these interviews with asking how can you back this person?
Right.
I mean, that's their job. You have to understand that's that's their position, as it is with Chicago Teachers Union. When there's a teacher, you know, who's causing problems, there's so many elements at play. And, you know, it seemed I got the impression in that interview this morning that, you know, he couldn't have full control over everything.
Are you okay to stick around for a little bit longer? We've got other people that want to talk to you, or do you have other things to
do, Ryan? Looks like I'm good.
You're all right? Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss this further. It's the resignation of Superintendent McCarthy earlier today. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. We know we have some calls on hold. Stay there. We'll get to you in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Sometimes, man, sometimes you really turn me on.
I'm just trying to out-French you, that's all.
Yeah, you did it. We're going to talk about kissing later, too, speaking of Frenching.
Yeah, we are. Ryan Burrow's in the studio right now. We're trying to understand what exactly we saw today at a press conference with Mayor Daley as he explained
Mayor Manuel.
Into
a time warp there.
Sorry.
Daley would have never let this keep going.
As he explained why we have lost Superintendent Gary McCarthy. Lots of calls, 312-981-7200.
And Larry has a very good question that I don't know the answer to. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Larry, what is your question?
Hi, first of all, hi, Wendy and Bill, love you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I got a question for you, if you wouldn't mind, at the end of this, it's kind of on a lighter subject. But going back to McCarthy, did he see this video right away? Because it was in one of the police cars. Was he sitting on this too? Did he know about that?
That's a great question.
At first I agree with everybody. McCarthy's taking the fall. Someone has to take the fall. I understand the process of all that. But if he knew about that I didn't see the video. I don't like to see stuff like that, like you guys do. But from what I've heard, if he saw this video, wouldn't he have said something's got to be done here?
Do we know that, Ryan?
Larry,
let him answer, will you?
I'm sorry.
I was under the impression that he had seen it, just based on statements he had made about how he didn't want the video to be released because of the fact that there had not been charges filed. I mean, he was kind of under the assumption that why are we going to make this video public if there hasn't been charges and we haven't gone to trial with this, which is what we're seeing now. So my understanding is he probably did see it. It involved one of his police officers. I have no doubt. Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, the mayor said he hadn't seen it until it was released last week.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. I mean, he's the mayor. It may be one of those, I don't want to see it, you know, kind of deals.
So he has his people see it
Maybe we'll see. I mean, it was the city that released the video. I don't know really what was going on behind the scenes, who viewed it, who hadn't. We know that Anita Alvarez had seen it, the Cook County State's Attorney, and then she handed it off to the FBI within weeks of the shooting.
Who is the one who made the final decision on how much to pay the McDonald family? Does that fall on the shoulders of Mayor Emanuel? Who makes the ultimate call?
Yeah.
Because if you're that guy and you gotta okay a check for $5 million, don't you kind of feel a responsibility to see that video?
Yeah, a lot of these lawsuits that are worked out with the city are actually approved by the city council for these kind of situations. You know, that was $5 million that was paid out. And it's my understanding that a part of the deal was,
you don't talk about it. See, Bill, asked that earlier.
The family didn't want the video released. They said even up to Tuesday of last week, they didn't want to see, which is understandable. And not only from the lawsuit side, but I'm sure they didn't want
personal.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really, really tough and we've seen the video, you know, how many hundreds of times now over the last week, and I'm sure that's hurting them even more to see that, but
Larry, what else did you want to say?
Oh, Wendy, it's just something, go way back. Can we change the subject, or is it not a good time?
Well,
going way back when you were in the middle of the night, when Thayer and Van Horn were on the radio and you guys would switch off.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Mack, you may not want to admit this, but were you and Tom Thayer kind of sweet on each other there for a little bit?
Yes.
He's a great friend of mine.
No, I'm talking to you guys a little sweet.
I never kissed him. I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Yeah, Tom Thayer and Keith Van Horn. I would kiss him now.
Yeah, if he walked in, you'd probably
give
him
a smooch. I love Tom Thayer, but no.
Slow down, I'm writing notes on this.
We did not have a thing
going.
It's going
to be the 4 o'clock newscast.
Really quickly, we're all kind of saying different versions of the same thing, that McCarthy was kind of the fall guy in this. You covered him for years. legitimately or not, this seemed to be a guy who cared about what was going on. He wasn't just walking the paces of the job. He really seemed to care, Ryan, didn't
he? No, he was a cop's cop, is what it seemed. He was not a politician who kind of fell into the position and was trying to make everyone happy. You know, he dealt with a very difficult situation, but every time it seemed like he said what he meant, and he meant what he said.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was on the front lines at NATO when there was that scrap down over at McCormick Place. He frequently rode in the cars with his officers overnight. Some of these shooting situations, he was there. He was one of the first squads to arrive. He, from every experience I've had, answered every question that people posed. Didn't you know, back away from anything. You know, he had his facts. Other people had their facts, and you know, they many times conflicted. But you know, he's been the center of what's dogged Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, for years now, and that's city violence on the south and west sides.
Yeah, but there is no easy answer to that, mm-hmm. and one guy cannot be like the fixer.
Yeah, and that's where we're at today. So how is this going to go down? How is this city going to move forward? You know, I mean, you've got all of these things that are kind of in play right now between you know, obviously the Tyshawn Lee thing. It appears may be wrapping up, but you know, this is a big city that has a lot of issues, and now you're going to have to bring in someone new to step in and kind of do things their way and start
over.
And
he knows the history of all these things. As you said, he was involved. It just seems crazy to bring in somebody who has no idea of, yeah, they've read about it, but they haven't lived it.
Well, the nice thing is the deputy, John Escalante, is going to step in, and he's been doing this for a while. So, you know, it's not going to be a complete clean slate. I don't exactly know what his aspirations are, if he's going to try to get the job, but you've got a feeling with the way this went down that the mayor is going to be looking to someone else. You know, someone new, someone fresh. I mean, he even said new eyes.
Fresh eyes.
Exactly.
But maybe there needs to be a mayor with fresh eyes.
Nope.
That's, you know,
every,
I mean,
4 years,
wow.
Right?
yeah, but how many years are left?
And what is going to be, you know, obviously I have a feeling knowing the mayor, although, you know, he has obviously shifted Forrest Claypool around to various positions. And I don't think he's quite ready to make that leap from the school system to the police department. But he'll probably look outside as well nationally to see what he can get. Obviously, there are many leaders already calling for an African-American to be put in that position. We'll see.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. That's Ryan Burrow from right upstairs in the news department. We'll take a quick break. Steve with the news and then more show ahead. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.